Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Kerzen from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. Actually, two questions of the week, and they both have something in common. One is a black girl who says she is so shy, she likes this guy, but she's so shy, she doesn't know what to do to get his attention. And the other one is a white guy who is so shy, doesn't know what to do, and doesn't know when a girl is interested in him. So the other one, the one from the black girl is really long, but basically she has a crush, just a workplace crush, on a guy who works the same place that she does. And I asked her, I said, well, she wants to know what she should do. I asked her, well, where do you guys work? You know, what sort of work situation, you know, are you working in food service? Are you working, you know, are y'all accountants? You work, like, what do you do? She says, oh, we're both diesel truck drivers at a gold mine. And then I thought to myself, are these people literally gold diggers? Yes. Yes. These two people are literally gold diggers. I thought that was hilarious. Okay, so there's that. Keep that in the back of your head. I'm gonna read the short one to you. This is of the guy. Okay. Hi, my name is A. Ayo. We're using a lot of alphabets in this. It's not his real name, but we'll just call him A. Hi, my name is A, and I'm a 21-year-old college student. About a week ago, a coworker, Jay, introduced me to her cousin, M, who is black, and Jay said that M and I should go out. Well, at first I thought that Jay was joking, but now I am not so sure. While I was checking M out, who I was very attracted to, by the way, I noticed that she was looking at me, smiling and waving, so I smiled and waved back. Indicator number one that a woman is interested in you. She smiles and she waves. Probably a good indicator that she likes you. Okay, as the work night continued, Jay told me a few things about M, like she is shy and she seemed to be encouraging me to ask him out, which I did not do that night because the opportunity never presented itself to me. Dude, yes it did. You just didn't take it. 2 days later, when Jay worked again, I asked Jay if M was with her today. Unfortunately, she had went home. However, Jay told me that she would bring M on Friday to see me. Jay did bring M by to see me on Friday, but it was busy. I work in a restaurant, so I did not get a chance to talk to M. When Jay and M first walked up to me, Jay said, "Hey, guess who I brought?" M kind of smiled, but did not really say anything. Okay, so we already know that she's kind of shy. She waved to you and smiled and you didn't do anything. So if she kind of smiles, maybe she's at this point doubting whether you're interested or not, or maybe she's feeling like an idiot because she's putting in the work and you're just sitting there going, "Does she like me?" Okay, so my question is this, does she like me? Oh my God. I can never tell if a girl likes me. I have never asked a girl out or been on a date because I'm very shy and cannot tell if a girl likes me and is flirting with me. If she does like me, how do I ask her out? If she does say yes, what should we do? M is 19, so I can't take her to a bar or ask her if she would like to go have a drink with me. I know this may seem like a lot of questions, but I have never done anything like this before. Any help would be appreciated. Okay, A. I am going to educate you. So the first thing that you should know is that M is checking for you. So she's already given you the green light to go. And right now what's happened is your engine has stalled and you need to pick that up. Now here's what I think you should do. Because you're shy and you've never done this before, the way to mitigate how stressful and awkward it could possibly be, my suggestion to you is to take J and M out to ice cream. Yes. So ice cream is not coffee. It's not a bar. It's very just innocent and fun. It gives you guys an opportunity to have a nice conversation. It takes the stress off because Jay's going to be there with her relative, and you're going to not feel like you have to be some like suave, you know, Mac Daddy. And you know, things can happen while you're eating ice cream. I like caramel and vanilla. Wait. Would that be a good enough hint for you? Anyway, I'm just saying, take them both out for ice cream or something that really does put the pressure off of you. It also at the same time makes you out to be a gentleman because you are showing sort of gentlemanly respect for both of these young women. Ice cream is not gonna break your bank. And it just gives you an opportunity to display your personality, have a little bit of fun, and get to know M a little bit better. So take her out for ice cream, arrange a date, just say, hey, MJ, I get off at 4:00. Let's go have ice cream. And then go have ice cream and hang out. And then after the date, if you're still interested in M and M is still interested in you, then you go in and you make your move. See how that works? So easy. Do that. That is your assignment. Do that and then get back to me. Okay, so for the girl who is the gold digger, who is fiending on the guy who's a gold digger, here's what I would suggest that you do. This is a situation that can be kind of sticky. I'm gonna go ahead and put the full letter at the bottom of this YouTube video and attach it to the blog. She wanted to use her boss as an intermediary with this person who she has a big crush on. And I highly, highly do not recommend that. Do not do that. Don't let anybody be your intermediary while you're trying to get your Mac on at work. It's gonna cause all sorts of problems. It sounds like you've got a really like highly skilled job, and I would never want you to put that at risk doing this whole, does he like me? Can you tell him I'm passing? No, don't do that. What I would suggest you do is to engage in a little light flirtation. I would say if I were you, I would try to establish an opportunity to chat with him via text. Not any sort of office text, but through cell phone. So you know, take a picture of him and say, you know what? I've got this really good blackmail picture of you, and I'm trying to figure out how decent a human being I am. Do I want to share this with everybody and post you on Twitter? Or should I just send it to you? Why don't you give me your number so I can text it to you, and then you decide how important it is for you to keep your dignity. Just some sort of playful thing like that, so you guys have an opportunity to exchange cell phone numbers. And then start trying to talk through text. If you're a shy girl and you feel more comfortable writing out things rather than doing face-to-face, this might be an opportunity for you to engage in a little flirtatious and playful banter and see if there's a way that you guys can forge some type of relationship based on a friendship first. But again, I don't recommend that you get your boss involved. I think that could just be too messy. Establish a rapport so that you guys can quickly grow on to maybe having lunch together, and then who knows? Okay, so if you have a question for me, you can reach out at Christelyn, christelyn@beyondblackwhite.com. Toodles!
We should all give each other